Alexio, and today I'll be talking to you about the pressure of GPAs and rankings. So picture this. It's your lunchtime, and the principal has a list of students and their GPAs and rankings. You get your ranking, and you start thinking about it all day. You start feeling anxious. You start having all these self-doubts in yourself. With all this pressure of rankings, does it define what type of student we are? And why are students so pressured into making it who they are? To begin with, what is a GPA and a ranking? In 1785, Yale president Errol Stiles created a grading scale that consisted of four descriptions. Over the years, the GPA was implemented in more and more schools in a variety of different ways, eventually leading to the standard GPA that we know now, which is a grade point average. A number that shows typically how you scored in your classes, and every class is worth a specific amount of points. It could be 4, 3, 2, and 1. This occurs throughout the semester or a term. There is two types of GPAs, weighted and unweighted. Unweighted GPAs take into consideration the rigor of the classes and how much they weigh into GPA, compared to unweighted GPAs where they just take in your grades. Rankings are based on GPAs. Students are very pressured into getting better grades so their GPA can improve. Improving your GPA would improve your ranking. So why are GPAs so important? The higher the GPA, the more scholarship opportunities you have. This GPA and ranking also gives college admissions how to rank your performance. Additionally to that, college acceptance rates and differences between each class rank are slimming, making grades and GPAs more crucial than ever. So how are GPAs influencing students? The pressure of ranking, students are more dedicated into their classes and their grades. Therefore, they gain more discipline from this. Additionally to that, it creates this competitive environment around their classmates and themselves, which could both be unhealthy and healthy. Healthy in the way that it just makes students more determined to work, more passionate about learning. While it can be unhealthy, it can bring up feelings of bullying, hatred, and towards your own friends. This can also come to pressures at school and at home. Since colleges look greatly at GPAs, at home, parents might influence their children to get a higher GPA than what they had, so they could get a greater chance of getting into a very good university. And at school, students want to be the best that they could be. Therefore, they try their very best to maintain a good GPA. However, this can also come with its own flaws. For example, GPAs make students more focused on how much a class is worth rather than enriching themselves in something they're actually interested in. It's all coming into play into how these classes build onto your GPA. Students are more worried about their GPA than actually learning the content that's in their classes. This comes again with the memorizing instead of learning. The two GPAs create unnecessary stress or better academic performance.
For this segment, I have interviewed junior student Carolina Amador, who has been in the top 5% of her class. Carolina has worked under the pressures of rankings and GPAs and will share her experience and how it's affected her life.
Okay, so being in the system for a couple of years now, how do you feel every time your rank updates?
I always feel kind of scared. Like, it's nerve-wracking to see, like, how much I went up or down, especially, like, thinking about how much I go down. Like, it's, like, a terrifying thing because, like, I connected back to college and I'm like, okay, well, if I want to get into college, like, the college of my dreams, then I got to be, like, in the top five. So if I think about the rankings, it's always like, okay, if I go down, I'm not going to go. And it's just, it goes from there. It's, like, always downhill.
Has it affected your life outside of school, like in your social life or at home?
Yes, it has actually. When I think about my GPA, it always revolves around my homework. So when I go home, I don't go home and do what the average kid does, which is just like lay back and watch Netflix, just hang with my family. It's always, okay, I have to do this, I have to do my homework, I have to do this and this and this, and sometimes I'm like, okay, I need to get ahead. So then it'll be, okay, let me do tomorrow's homework. And then my mom, she'll always be like, Carolina, you need to give yourself time to help you around here at the house, like you're just doing your homework. Like, my routine is this. I wake up, I go to school, I come back home, and then I go to sleep. I never have any time for myself, so that's how it's expected.
Do you believe that this system accurately measures who you are as a student?
I don't think so. And that's because when it comes to the GPA, it's the same thing with the homework. Like, I'll constantly be studying and I'll be memorizing. I feel like I'm not actually learning. So, yeah.
Do you think this traditional system needs to continue?
Absolutely not.
Some schools, such as schools in the Cherry Creek School District in Denver, Colorado, principals have already been canceling this system. They claim that it's outdated and inconsistent, and how learning is not a competition. Ashlyn Roberts from the Talon states, students need to know that grades are just numbers to classify people and are in effect then separating smart people from others. The real world is not run by straight A students. Many successful individuals have succeeded with low or no GPA at all. Take Steve Jobs, for example. Steve Jobs dropped out of school. There's also different passions than just those in school. For example, Walt Disney and Elton John decided to pursue their own passions and stick to the academic standard. There's also different types of intelligence that GPAs cannot measure. For example, bodily kinesthetic intelligence and linguistic intelligence. Yes, GPAs are important in some situations when you're regarding college admissions, but it's not the foundation to how we learn.